right, y'all. So I'm back. I've been recording a lot of episodes. A lot of them I didn't upload because even though they were subjects I felt like you guys could relate to or you'd want to hear, at the same time, I kind of felt like, what was the reasoning for me wanting to upload these episodes? And I just really didn't know if I should upload it or not. So I just was fighting between the battle of upload the episode, don't upload the episode. So I finally was just like, I'm not going to upload the episodes I recorded. Most of them are in my library just sitting there because I don't know what to do with them. But this episode, I'm definitely going to upload, you guys. I'm speaking to mostly my woman listening to me, or just anybody who needs to hear this. I'm being honest and vulnerable with you guys. A lot of you have, the ones who have stayed with me and have listened to me for a long time, you know how I am and how I do things and how I operate and how I talk. And I just want to be honest and vulnerable with you guys right now and be real and kind of raw with you guys. So I've always, like I told you guys about my dating life, who I was dating, how it was going or how it ended. I even came on here and I would cry a few times when I got my heart broken, but I was telling you guys my stories. And I never told any of my dating stories because I wanted sympathy. I never told any of these stories because I wanted someone to give me a pat on the back. I told these stories to help other people listening to me. It was like if I could reach one person with my story about my dating situation, that made me feel good. Or if someone could listen to me and say, hey, I can relate to that, that made me feel good. So I never told any of these stories to upset anyone, to get anyone riled up. It was just for me to want to help other people. I never felt ashamed when I told you guys stories about the guys that I told you I liked and a few weeks later or a few days later telling you guys that it didn't work out. I never felt ashamed with that because that's a part of life. Sometimes as women, as men, as human beings, we meet people, we feel like it's a connection. We feel like it's right when it's really no connection there at all. But in that moment, we were thinking we found our match, right? Majority of men, and this is not to put down all men, so if any men do listen to me, don't get offended. A lot of men are not really men. They are still little boys trying to become men. A lot of men will portray to you that like they are a grown man. They have it all together because they will say, I got my own house. I got my own car. I got my own money. I work 2 or 3 jobs. I'm this and that. None of that makes you a man. Just because you have your own car, your own house, your own money, none of that shit makes you a man. It doesn't. I don't care. And I've met men who've had all those things and they still were not men. They were still little boys. A lot of men who act like little boys didn't have the guidance from a man in their life to teach them how to be a man. A lot of men grew up in single parent homes. They had a mom trying her best, but a mom, and I will say this, moms do the damn thing when they are single parents. We do the damn thing. And you do the best you can to raise a son when you have one. However, that man needs some kind of male role model in his life, period. Because a woman just cannot teach a man how to be a man. That is my opinion. Some people might not like my opinion, but that is my opinion. I don't believe a woman can teach a man how to be a man. It's just not. He needs some kind of father figure, whether it be his uncles, his brother, or somebody to show him guidance. Because a lot of times, it's like that K. Michelle song. If anybody, y'all know who K. Michelle is, how she says you can't raise a man in her song. He's already grown. What you gonna do? It's nothing you can do when a man is grown, but he's an adult, but he still has a little boy mind. And not some men are just like that. They have the mind of a little boy. They could be a 30-year-old man out there who still thinks like a 20-year-old boy because he was never taught how to be a man or get out of that 20-year-old mind frame. And a lot of the men that I encountered and dated, and when I came on here and told you guys about them, a lot of these men, they were not men. They were little boys trying to become men. And there's a difference in a man and a boy. And so when I would tell you guys these stories about my heartbreak or this, that, and the third, now looking back at it, I'm like, Sherelle, these men were not really men. They were boys. And when I tell you guys something, I was not healed when I was dating these men I would tell you guys about. I was not in a space where I was healed enough to even be dating anyone because I was still broken myself. So it's not always the man's fault. I got to take accountability too and say, Sherelle, you were still broken. You shouldn't have been dating anyway. And you were dating men who were emotionally unavailable in the first place. And I used to say to myself, I'm not going to talk about my dating life on here no more. I'm just going to keep it private. But every time I say that, I come back and I say, no, I'm not going to do that. And know why I won't do that? Because I want to help other women so they know the kind of man to pick, so they know not to make the mistakes I made. Because if I've done that, I've done something. And so that's why I tell my stories on here to you guys, because I want to change that narrative. Sometimes women, we get shameful. We don't want to tell our stories, or we feel like if we say too much, we're going to be judged. Like a woman could come on here and talk about an abortion, and immediately a lot of people are going, oh my God, you killed a baby. But we're not looking at the story behind why the woman did what she had to do. She could have been raped. She could have been in a situation where she don't have no money. You don't know why people do the things that they do until they explain themselves. So we got to learn how to judge less. And I made a lot of bad dating decisions. A lot of bad dating decisions because I wasn't healed. When I finally got, I really started healing and really got to a place of where I was really healed, was towards the end of last year, was when I really started to feel healed. My depression had gotten a little bit better. Things started to fall into place. But of course, no day is perfect. I still have days, guys, where I'm up and down with my depression. I have days where I'm up and down with my anxiety. I have days where I'm not this Miss Positivity because I'm human. People think that when you exude positivity 24/7, that's all you talk about and all these things, that you never have a negative moment. No, I'm human. I do have negative moments sometimes that slip in there, and I got to slip the moments right back out and go back to a positive thought. And I think that's just human nature. But what I want to say to you guys listening is take your time when you meet people. Take your absolute time with them. Get to know somebody and figure out who they are and let them figure out who you are. I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm going to be 100% real. This is me being real. I'm going to tell y'all some stuff right now. And I'm going to keep it 100 with y'all. I'm drinking water, y'all. So if you hear me sipping, that's just some me drinking some water out of my cup. But I was on OkCupid. Mind you, I used that dating app on and off for years. I never made any real connections with men on there. Never had even met a man off there because I just wasn't getting into it. But then, like, probably over the course of the past couple of months, I started matching with different men. I would match with different men. I would like them back. And I would be like, I wonder what this is going to lead to. What's going to come out of it? Whatever. So, I started getting a whole bunch of messages in my inbox. I would talk to a few guys here and there. Conversation was flowing. And one day, this guy matched me. And this was actually probably like 2 months ago. This guy matched me. And I looked at his pictures and I was like, I thought he was attractive. He had a nice body because he posts pictures of him in the gym. A nice body, y'all. Nice body. And I matched with him. So after I matched with him, like maybe like a week or two weeks go by, I hadn't heard anything. So I was like, well, damn, maybe he didn't like me or something. He never messaged me or nothing. Ding, ding. Not even like 2 days after that, I get a message from him. He's like, hey, how are you? My name is such and such. He says, I'm sorry, I'm just messaging you back, but I don't get on here often. I just got your message. So we just started having this conversation, you guys. The conversation was going back and forth, back and forth. And the messages started getting longer. We would send each other like literally 3 or 4 page messages on this dating app. We're sending like 3 or 4 page messages. And we're talking about life. We're talking about God. We're talking about church. We're talking about Black Lives Matter. We're talking about all kinds of stuff. History, religion. It was just like, we're talking about all these life things. Most people you meet, you have little conversations with them and you're talking about social media like TikTok or stupid celebrity issues. But me and him were talking about real life stuff. We're talking about our pasts, what we've been through, just everything. So we did that for like a week or two. Then he's like, wait a minute. He said, I'm going to give you my phone number because I want you to text me so we can actually really talk. So we exchanged numbers. We started texting every single day. The messages were long. We were sending like 3 or 4 text messages in a day to each other. Like, this is throughout the whole day. We're sending like 3 or 4 messages back and forth, back and forth. This is throughout a whole day, y'all. Also, he would call me every day. Call me. I'm getting emotional, y'all. But he would call me every single day. We would talk on the phone for hours. Mind you, I work from home now. So I'd be on the phone with patients. They're ringing my line. and I'm answering the call, and he would stay on hold. I put him on hold because he also works from home. So he's doing his little job. I shouldn't say little job. He's doing his job. I'm doing my job. And we're just talking to each other on the phone. And every time I was like, oh, I got to put you on hold. I got a patient calling. So I'm taking the call, putting him on hold. We stayed on the phone one day for 4 hours while I was working, you guys. 4 hours on the phone. He never hung up on me every time I had to place him on hold because I was talking to a patient. And we talked for 4 hours about life. And every day he calls me, you guys, when I'm working. He'll call me. He'll be on hold. We'll talk for one or two hours while I'm working, sometimes three or four. And I'm going to tell y'all something. This guy is just like something I've never met, never had in my life ever. You ever meet somebody? And I'm serious. This is the first time this ever happened to me in my life. But you ever meet somebody and you go on your mind, this is it. This is the one. Because you feel it. I don't give a damn if you just met them or if you only been talking for a few months or whatever. But you ever meet somebody. I'm serious. Ever meet somebody. And in your mind, something goes off. And it says, this is it. This is the one. I remember, does everyone know the famous gymnast Simone Biles? I love her. I love her. I look at her Instagram all the time. She posts pictures of her and her fiance. And I remember someone on Instagram asked her, how did you know he was the one? And she said, she goes, after we first met, she said, and he messaged me he got in my DMs on Instagram. So I told one of my girlfriends, that's going to be my husband, because she just knew. And to this day, they're engaged. They're about to get married. So I say all that to say, sometimes you just know in your mind, you know when you feel it. And that's the feeling you're going to get as a woman when you just, it's going to, something inside you is going to go ding, 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 ding. It's going to go off in your mind and you are going to know he is it. And out of every guy that I've ever dealt with or ever dated or ever went through something with, I never could feel that ding, ding, ding when I first met them. I would just be, because I was dealing with so much trauma back then and I was dealing with codependency and not loving myself, I would just settle for any old guy. I didn't care about his past, who he was or what, his background or anything. I would just settle because he was attracted to me. He liked me. We had a few things in common. So I'd be like, cool, let's go. But now being the adult that I am now and I'm older, I realize that you can't just go jump on the first guy that likes you. You can't just jump on the first guy that you both may like pizza, or you both may like a certain movie, but that doesn't mean you should, you know, rush into a relationship. I had to learn that. My point being is that those guys in my past were not for me, and I was not for them. And God took those guys out of my life for a reason. Because even he knew nothing was going to come from me dating these guys. Am I the only person that's obsessed with crushed ice? I literally put crushed ice in my cup every day and I pour water in here. I love crushed ice mixed with cold water. I don't know what it is. I know I'm going off subject, y'all. I'm off topic, but when I worked at my old job, my doctor, the doctor I used to work for, used to say you shouldn't drink cold water because it shocks your system. Always drink room temperature water. But I love cold water. I do drink room temperature water sometimes, but I love cold water, y'all. Especially mixed in crushed ice. And I always drink out of this cup that my old boss gave me a cup for Christmas last year with my name on it. And it had everybody's names on it. And yeah. Like, I always put it in this big cup and I drink it. Like, water tastes so good. Sorry, y'all. Y'all had to hear that. But I love crushed ice. But anyway, back on topic. So I would date men that were not for me. And it just feels different with him. And I'm not just on here just saying that to be saying it. Because I told y'all, I'm being honest and blunt with y'all. I'm being vulnerable. I'm being truthful. Like, those guys I talked about in the past on here were not for me. And I shouldn't have been dating them. But this guy, it's just something about him. I can't explain it. And literally, guys, he is just everything. He really is. He's older than me, yes, but I don't really care about his age, honestly, because I don't look at that. It's not, I'm not saying, when I say older than me, I'm not saying he's old, like 50 or 60 years old, nothing crazy like that, y'all, but he is a few years older than me, but I don't care, because I see something in him that I've never had before, and he makes me truly happy, and it's something about being in a room with him or being in his presence that feels good. And I think about him from the time I go to bed, from the time I wake up, and everything I do throughout my day, I think about him. It's crazy. But he makes me really, really happy. He makes the days better. I've learned so much from him in such a short time that he makes me want to be a better person. He makes me want to strive to be better. He makes me change my perspective on things. He respects me. You know, he treats me well. He makes me laugh. It's when somebody pushes you to be better, you know you found the person for you, because the person for you is going to want to make you better. You're going to want to be a better and a happier person, and you're going to be a different person because you see yourself changing, but you see yourself changing for the better. Like, he makes me want to, like, he's really into fitness. He works out all every day, has a nice body. He makes me want to go back to the gym. And I canceled my membership, but now I want to rejoin because he makes me, looking at what he does. And he's so smart and intelligent, y'all. So smart and intelligent. Like, he has so much wisdom and so much. He's very smart. He loves to read. He's into reading and just, he always is educating himself. He's always wanting to be better. And being around him has taught me to be better. He helps me with my depression. And one day, I kid you guys not, this is probably last week or the week before last, but I remember waking up, throwing on my clothes, getting ready for work. I dropped my daughter off at school and I came back home to start working on my work computer. And I briefly remember, I just started crying for no reason at all. Because I started thinking about him and I started thinking about how happy I've been since I met him, how much my life has changed since I met him, how much that I had never felt like this before with any man. And it was just something about it. And I remember texting him, like, I'm telling him what was happening. And he didn't judge me. He said, you know what, it's okay to feel emotional. It's okay to cry. He was like, it's okay to feel how you feel. He tells me every day how I'm safe with him. He said, you're safe with me. It's going to be okay. He tells me how, since we met, his life has changed and gotten better, and he feels so different since he met me. He hasn't felt like this in a long time with any woman. And he feels like since he met me, his life is different and he was striving to do better and all these things. And not only that, it was a situation where the gym that he works out at, it's this girl that works at the gym. I think she has a little crush on him. And I remember, like, she actually approached him one day and he called me after. He called me on his way home and he was like, the girl at the gym tried to talk to me. She was like, mind you, she never talked to me before. And she started talking to me today. And she was asking me questions. And I was getting a little jealous. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, oh, why this girl at the gym on my main? Turns out she works there. So he was like, I'm telling you because I want you to know that I'm not keeping nothing from you. I just want you to know. He said, I didn't give her my number. Nothing happened. He's like, I want you to trust me. He was like, I can't control that she spoke to me, but I can't control what I'm doing, what I did. And he said, I would never do anything to hurt you. So he was like, I just want you to know up front that, yeah, that she was trying to, like, talk to me. All right. So I had to respect him for that because a lot of men would be in that situation and they're not going to come home and tell you some girl tried to hit on me. They most likely probably would not tell you at all because they probably going to try to talk to her. But he literally even will call me while he's at the gym sometimes just to talk to me, to hear my voice. And so then Another incident happened with this same girl, y'all. He was at the store, and this girl popped up at the store where he was at. And she was like, oh, hey. And she was trying to talk to him. And she was asking if he had a girlfriend and all this crap. And he was like, I just was telling you again because I want you to realize you have nothing to worry about. You can trust me. He was like, I'm not going to do nothing to hurt you. So I'm telling you all these things because I'm trying to be honest with you because I don't want you to think I'm hiding anything. He was like, don't have no dealings with this female. He was like, I just want you to know up front that, you know, it's okay. The reason I respected him for this is because he knows in my past that I've been hurt, I've been cheated on. So him telling me things up front makes me feel good because in the back of my mind, I don't have to wonder like what he's doing or what he's not doing because he's telling me his every move, which he does. Because we talk every single day, we see each other. So he's telling me his every move. So I say all this to say it's the little things he does. Like when we're having a phone conversation, I'm opening up to him and I'm venting about something. And in the middle of the conversation, like, I'll change the subject. And he'll be like, no, wait a minute. Let's go back. You were venting to me about something. He said, I want to finish hearing what you got to say. He's like, let's keep talking about it so we can fix it. And it's all these little things about him, y'all, that I'm honestly so grateful that God allowed me to meet someone like him. Because ever since I met him, I've been happy. Ever since I met him, life has not been the same. I'm not in pain. And I'm going to tell you something else that lets me know he's the one. Something else that lets me know he's good for me. I don't have to question nothing when it comes to him. I don't question anything when it comes to him. I don't have to second guess anything. I ain't got to question nothing. Everything just fits like a puzzle. It's like I just stick the piece in the middle and that's how it goes. And it fits perfectly. Every relationship I've ever been in, I had to question the guy. I had to question myself if he was good for me. I had to question if he was cheating on me. I had to question what kind of person he was. Was he doing this? Was he doing that? Everything had to be a question. I don't have to question this situation I'm in right now. I don't have to question it at all. Because it fits. There's nothing to question. I don't have to worry. I don't have to cry. And when I do cry, it's tears of joy. I'm not crying because I'm hurt. It took me a long time to get here. It took me a long time. And I want to say to you, I remember praying to God every day to send me a good man. I remember praying to God every day about the kind of man I wanted. And I'm going to tell y'all, God finally sent me everything that I wanted and more. I could not ask for a better person to be in my life. I could not ask for a better man to be around me. And when you know, you know. You will know when you found the one. You will know because it's going to feel right. And I was supposed to order my daughter something off of Amazon, you guys. Oh my God, I'm sorry. I don't think this thing going to come tomorrow now. I don't know. I forgot to hit order. All right, I got to order this dang thing for my daughter. Oh my God, you guys. Is it in my cart? I thought I added it to my cart. It is Easter and I did not give my daughter anything because I'm in the process of trying to get her something now, ordering something off Amazon for her as we speak, you guys, because I'm trying to make sure it's going to be here by tomorrow. So, yes, I actually meant to submit this dang thing earlier, but I forgot. So, I placed my order for one thing for her, but I still want to get her some more stuff. So I ordered my daughter a doll baby for Easter. I hope she likes it. Because normally I give candy, but my daughter's not a big candy eater. I'm sorry, y'all. I had to stop because I had to order that thing for her because I was ready to forget to order her stuff and she was going to be mad at me. But yeah, my dad usually gets her an Easter basket, but I got her something too, so she's going to be happy about it. But anyway, back to my story, y'all. But when you know, you just know. You don't have to question it. You don't have to worry about it. And that's just it. So And that's something that I'm grateful for, you know, and something that I will always be grateful for is the fact that God let me meet somebody. Because I'm going to be real with y'all. I was giving up on love. I was giving up on finding a man because I had met so many men, and a lot of the men just didn't fit what I wanted. And I would tell, and I choose to be celibate right now and not have sex. I have not had sex in months and months and months because I chose to be celibate. And when I tell a lot of men that, hey, I'm not having sex, some of those men get mad at me. They block me. They stop talking to me. Some of the men, I've only had maybe like 3 men that didn't care so far. The rest of the men will be like, well, why aren't you having sex? Why is this and that? But only 3 men that I ever have connected, that I've connected with, have been okay with that. And the reason is I'm human. A lot, we all love sex. Most of us do anyway. The problem with that is I want to make sure when I have sex again that I'm in a relationship. Another issue is I want to mentally connect with somebody. Mentally, not just physically. Your mental connection should trump your physical connection. Yes, you need a physical connection too. I will say that. But it shouldn't be the main connection. Your mental connection should come before anything. Because mentally, people think that when you meet somebody and you're attracted to them, you're supposed to just have sex with them. No, you're not. You're supposed to take your time and realize that. Actually, it's something I actually want to read to you guys too. Because it was a quote or something I had in my phone. Let me see if I still got it. Yes. It's a quote that was on Instagram by this relationship coach. His name is Stefan Speaks. That's his name, his username or his... Anyway, the point is he's on Twitter and all these other places like TikTok, Twitter. He's on YouTube. And he did a quote on his Twitter that said, intimacy isn't just physical. It's mental, emotional, and spiritual. Connect on a deeper level if you desire a long-lasting relationship. So when I say all that to say, your connection should be just that. Okay? It shouldn't just be physical all the time and someone wanting your body. My problem is a lot of people sleep with people so quick. We've all had a past. We've all done it. Most of us, if not all. And we don't get that mental connection with them before we do anything. We just give our bodies away like it's nothing. And I got tired of feeling like every time I met a man, I would just, you know, they would want sex. Or every time I met a man, they wouldn't want to really know me mentally, but they wanted to get in my pants. That got old. So that is why I chose to be celibate. That is why I chose to wait until I'm really committed to somebody and truly love them. And they love me and they respect me and they're going to treat my body right. And they're going to really have a mental connection with me. And I'm happy to say the person I'm talking to now, is this, they want a mental connection. They don't care so much about sex. That doesn't matter to them. And as a woman, this is just how I feel. I think all women, majority of women, should probably wait to have sex. Now, I'm not telling nobody what to do. This is just my opinion. You still can do what you want to do. But I think if you waited to have sex with a man, this is what I learned from therapy and just from healing myself. If you wait to have sex with a man and you actually mentally get to know him, you will be so much happier and you will learn so much about that person. Because you really get to see who they are. Because you didn't just give your body to them, but you actually got to know them on a mental level. And my therapist was the main one who taught me that as well. And she told me, don't give a man your body unless you're in a relationship. And I remember when I first started therapy with her, I didn't listen to what she said. I went ahead and did what I wanted to do. However, now being in a different place and healing, I realized she was right. And that's why I chose to be celibate. Because you should wait to give your body to a man when you're committed to him. Not just any and everybody should have your body. Your body is your temple. Your body is something you should protect. It's like a cast. Like you putting a cast on a broken arm, your body should be protected in that way. And you should not let everybody have access to your body. You shouldn't let everybody have access to you in general, because not everybody deserves access to you. And I had to learn those things. But I say all this to say, when you finally get it right, you will know. When you finally meet the one, you will know. There's going to be something that's going to click in your head that's going to say, he's it. He's the one. You're going to feel it. Because the one for you, there's not going to be no pain or no hurt. And the person for you is not going to hurt you. There's going to be no pain. Love should not be about pain. You should not, when somebody truly, truly loves you and truly, truly respects you and wants to be with you, there shouldn't be pain like that in your relationship. And when you cry as a woman, the only time you should be crying is when you're crying because tears of joy. You should be crying when that man says, marry me. You should be crying when you birth that man's child. But you should not be crying because he cheated on you or because he called you out your name or because he disrespects you or beats on you. Those are things you shouldn't be crying for. Don't cry for a man that keeps hurting you over and over. Cry when he puts that ring on your finger. Cry when you birthed his baby. Cry because you finally got your first house with this man. Those are reasons to cry. The only time that man should make you cry is when those reasons, not because of reasons of cheating and other things. So I had to learn that. Love should not hurt. Love should feel good. Another thing, love is not selfish. You should want that person to be just as happy as you are. You should want that person's happiness. Let's say that person gets a job in Seattle, but y'all live in Atlanta. And that person's, this job means so much to them. Your job means a lot to you too, but because you love them enough, you are selfless because you love that man so much or that woman so much. You're like, you know what, baby, we're going to move to Seattle because guess what? I love you that much. I'm going to follow your dreams. We're going to follow some dreams. I'm going to get me a job out there because you putting that person's feelings over yours in a sense because you love them that much. You see what I'm saying? And I say all this to say, when you know, you just know. There's going to be like a light switch that's going to flip off on you and you're going to know that this is the man or this is the person for you. And you're not going to have to question it. You just know. Something and you're going to go off and you're going to say, this is the one. And I'm going to be real with y'all. That's exactly what I feel. I know. Because when you know you met the one, you ain't going to have to try to, you're not going to question a damn thing. You ain't got to question nothing when you know you met the right one. You ain't got to question nothing. You just know it just fits. Fits like a glove. You ain't got to question it. You'll know. You will know. And you can finally put everything to rest because you will know. So that's why I say the things I say to you. Now I'm gonna look at this website right quick before I end this because this is a long podcast. You know I don't do long episodes, but it's on parade.com and it's thinking of saying I do. Here are 35 signs he's the one for you. And even though I'm gonna read these signs, he's the one, these are just signs I found on parade.com. I want you all as women and men, whoever is listening to me, to know that you can conclude your own signs. The person is the one for you, too. You don't have to go to a website and read it off like I'm going to do to you guys, even though some of these things I'm sure they're saying is true. But I want you guys to know in your mind, you can conclude and come into your own conclusions when you know you finally found the one as well. Let me show you. So one thing they said on here on parade.com is that, you know, he's the one when he's kind. When you meet a guy that's kind and treats you good. And I think that's so true because a lot of people are not always so kind. They're not always so sweet. So when you meet someone that's kind, that's a good sign. He's not afraid to say he's sorry. That is so true. And I'm going to give y'all an example. So the other day, me and him were talking. I got upset about something and I remember I just shut down because usually when something bothers me and I can't express myself and tell him how I was feeling in the moment, I just kind of shut down. And when I shut down, he just kind of said, he was like, well, I was working at the time and I kind of shut down on him and I just didn't want to talk anymore. So we ended the conversation for a little bit and he texted me right after we ended the conversation and he apologized and he was like, I'm sorry. Mind you, I apologized to him too because it was kind of a situation where that probably could have been avoided. But because I'm not going to go into the whole story, but I will say that the situation could have been avoided if I had to just answer the question. But in the moment, I just had a moment where I just kind of shut down. But the point being is that he was the first one to reach out and apologize. And I apologize too. But, you know, you love them for what's on the inside. I think that's very, very true. Because when you look at somebody, people always look at the outer appearance of a person. But you never look at what's inside the heart. Somebody can be so damn good on the outside and the inside be just as nasty and horrible. So, my problem is, you want to date somebody that looks good on the inside. Yes, you can say you want an attractive man. There's nothing wrong with that. But the inside matters the most because the outside can kind of confuse you. You feel really good about yourself when you're around them. If that person makes you feel good about yourself, they are somebody you should be with. Because you want somebody ultimately that's going to give you a good feeling. And when you're with them, you want to feel like good about yourself. He supports your dreams. That's one of the biggest things because funny how we say this because me and him actually talk about things we want to do. We talk about our goals, our dreams, and things we want to do with our life. And I'm always telling him, I even told him to start a podcast, you guys, because the stuff he talks about, I said, you need to start a podcast, babe, because everyone would listen to you because you have so much to offer. And I said, you're very smart. You can pretty much change lives. And he was like, I don't think I should do it. And I was like, yes, go for it. Go for it. So he tells me all things he wants to do, all the dreams he has. And I always push him to say, you can do it. You can do it. Let's do it. We'll do it together. And the same with me when I tell him things I want to do. He's always like, go ahead and do it. I'm pushing me to be better, to do what I want to do. He wants to spend time with you. When a man, let me tell you something. A man or a woman is never too busy to see you. Never listen to that BS from a man or woman like, oh, I'm busy. I can't hang with you today. I got to do this. I got to do that. Nobody is ever too busy. You can make time for somebody if you really want to see them. I don't care if you work 2 or 3 damn jobs. If you really want to be with somebody and see them, you're going to make a way. I once had a boyfriend who was having car issues. He wanted to come see me, couldn't get to me. He literally called up one of his best friends and said, take me to see my girlfriend. The friend actually brought him all the way here and he gave the friend gas money because he wanted to see me that bad. So let me tell you, moral of the story is, if a man really wants to see you, he will come see you. I don't care how he gets to you, but trust me, it can be done. He tells you everything. Point example, the biggest thing for me whenever I'm in a relationship, I believe that you should tell your partner everything. No secrets, no lies. I'm big on that. I don't care if what you're telling them might hurt them, but it's best to always be honest with your partner and talk about everything. You should have no secrets between you and that person. You are friends first. That is the biggest thing. You always want to be friends first. Let me tell you something. Every guy I dated, I was never friends with them first. We would just start talking. Then next thing you know, we're in a relationship. I knew nothing about the person. They barely knew anything about me. And we start dating. Then as you start dating, you realize you see red flags in the person because you didn't really get to know them on a friendship level first. When you get to know somebody and you build from a friendship to more, it lasts longer. When you don't get to know somebody, it doesn't last because you don't know them and they don't know you. So it's so important that you bring that friendship because I always tell people, if you start off as friends, think about it. If anything happens in that relationship, you can always go back to that friendship. Whereas if you just jump into it, there's nothing to go back to. It just is over. So conversation flows naturally. That's the best thing when you can talk to somebody and you can talk for hours. If you can talk to that man for 4 or 5 hours or text him all day long and the conversation is flowing and you never have a silent moment, you have met somebody that could be potentially good for you. He's all about compromising. Compromising is a big thing in relationships. It's about give and take, give and take. You can't say to your partner, let's go to Applebee's to eat out every week and they never get to go to Outback or they never get to go to Old Charlie's or Olive Garden to eat because you always want to eat at Applebee's. Compromise is saying, hey, babe, let's eat at Applebee's today and next week we'll eat at your restaurant. That's compromising because then you guys both like different things. He makes you laugh. I love to laugh. I don't know about you, but I love a man that can make me laugh. Whenever I'm dating, I always look at that. I want a man that can genuinely make me laugh. Because if I'm dating somebody who's too serious and can't make me laugh, why would I want to be with them? You have fun together. The biggest thing I think people lose sight of in relationships is that they forget that you have to have fun in a relationship. You can't just get into a relationship and you're not happy, and you're not having fun, and you're not enjoying your time with that person. It should always be about you and that person joking and laughing and having fun together all the time. That's what life is about. I would never want to date somebody I can't have fun with. What's the point of dating somebody if you can't have fun, if you can't enjoy each other's company? Things aren't complicated. I think a lot of times in relationships, we get in our head and we make everything so complicated. It does not have to be so complicated. Dating is not as complicated as we make it to be. We make it so complicated and so confusing and so crazy that it's really not that complicated, but we make it that way for no reason at all. So everything should just fit. Okay, everything should fit like a puzzle. And like it said on here, you can't imagine your life without them. You feel a sense of peace. That's the biggest thing you want to feel with somebody is peace, safeness. He remembers things. That's a good thing. I like when people tell me stuff because I'm one of the people that will remind you like a week later, didn't you tell me that? Because I'm good at remembering things. Like I remember if someone tells me something about themselves and we're learning each other, I'm always going to remember it. I'm not the type to forget what someone tells me. And it's always good when you meet somebody and they can automatically say, I remember you told me that. Especially another good thing is when you're talking to somebody and they start to know notice little things about you. And they're like, oh yeah, I know that about you. And I'm like, and you ask them, how you know that about me? And they're like, oh, I'm because they get to the point where they start to read you. They've been around you long enough where they know when something is wrong. They know little things about you because they're learning you. And you don't even have to say anything because they already know. You both put an effort into the relationship. Relationships are give and take. You both have to put the effort in for it, make it to work. One person can't put all the effort in, another person just sitting there chilling. You both got to be committed and wanting to make it work. And only two people can do that. One person cannot physically hold a relationship together. You fight, but healthily. Now, a lot of people are like, I don't like to argue. I went through a phase in my life before I was healed, where I used to argue with people all the time. I would be upset with people. I do not argue with people at all. I've gotten to a place now when people want to argue or go back and forth, I will literally shut down or I will just walk away from the conversation. But I don't allow another person to take me out of my character. I don't allow myself to argue with another person because, for one, it does nothing for me. For two, it does nothing for them. And it just makes the situation worse when you're arguing with somebody for no reason at all. And then you're yelling back and forth. Nothing is getting resolved because you're both irritated and pissed off at each other. So I do not like to argue at all. But I do realize in relationships, people sometimes will disagree. And that's human nature. As long as it's a healthy disagreement, it's nothing that's going to be a screaming match or you yelling and screaming. But if you can talk nicely and calm, then that's good. He talks about the future with you. That's a big one. When a man can talk about his future with you and you can talk about things like deep things, you know you've made it. You know you have made it. Because when that man starts talking about he want to marry you, want to have kids with you, then you got somebody good. He won't judge you. The best thing to me when you're dating somebody is you don't want a man or a woman that's going to judge you. Because if you're going into a situation with a man and he's judging you off of your past or something you did last week, he's not for you. A real man, I don't give a damn what you tell him. You could tell him that you used to be a stripper. That's just an example. But he's not going to judge you if he really cares about you and wants to get to know you. He's not going to care. Your past is not going to matter. And it goes the same for women. Women, if a man tells you something, like he used to be a stripper or something crazy, you're not going to judge him if you really want to be with him. He offers to do small errands or tasks for you. A lot of men will do that if they start to like you. Like you could say, you could call them one day and say, God, I'm hungry. And you might not be asking to get you food. You might just say, I'm hungry. And they'll be like, I'm going to get you some Chick-fil-A and bring it to you now. Little things like that mean a lot. You won't question his feelings. I just told you guys, that's a big one. When you finally find the one, you will not question anything. You will never question that person. You don't have to question it because it's real. You trust him. That's a big one. No matter what situations you go into, I'm really big on that you trust the person until they give you a reason not to trust them. I'm always that way when it comes to meeting people now. Like, if a person does give me a reason not to trust them, then I won't trust them. If they give me a reason to trust them, you gotta trust people until they give you a reason not to trust them. He respects your family and friends. That is a big one because you don't never want to date somebody that does not respect your family or your friends. And to me, that's a big one. If I'm dating a guy and he's disrespecting my parents, he is not the one for me because a real man is not going to disrespect my parents. He's just not. He speaks kindly of you. Crazy thing is, so like I told you guys about this guy, it's so funny because you can tell when a man is into you oh, the woman is into you, because they're going to brag about you to their friends. So basically, he was telling me, he's like, the other day we spoke, and we were talking the other day, he was like, you know, I told my friends about you. So he told his friends about me, he told one of his best friends about me. He starts telling his friends about me, because he was like, I told them I really like you a lot and all these things. So it's always a good thing when a man starts to tell his friends and family about you, just know that he's really feeling you. Same thing with the woman. They are really into you. He's a gentleman. We all want to date a gentleman, because you don't want to date a man that's rough around the edges or that doesn't treat you good. So you want somebody that's going to pull out the chairs, open the doors for you, hold the doors for you. He'll want to know everything about you. A man that's really into you, even for me, when I'm dating somebody new, I want to know everything about them. I want to know their favorite color, their favorite food, what they like to do when they go outside. Everything. You're going to want to know everything. He doesn't always tell you what you want to hear. That is so true, because I think a lot of times we have become so conditioned as people that if someone tells us something that we don't like, we immediately go into a fit. But I think when you're dating somebody, they're going to have to tell you the truth about yourself sometimes. It might hurt your feelings, but it's better for them to tell you the truth than for you to think something that's not true. Like, let's say you were rude to a waiter at a restaurant, and you want your significant other would call you out when you get in the car and say, that was rude, why'd you do that? He's telling you how he feels, and he's telling you the truth about yourself. He's not going to get in the car and go, oh, honey, it was okay how you treat that staff. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. You're going to hear the truth from your partner. They may do it in a nice way, or they may come off a little mean to you, in your opinion. He stands up for you. Everyone, as a woman, I always say that we need protectors. We want a man that's going to stand up for us. We want a man that's going to have our back. We want somebody that's going to make sure that we're good. He shows you his vulnerable side. When a man can be vulnerable with you, that is a good thing, because he's letting you in. He doesn't try to change you. The best thing to me when you're dating somebody is you have to take them as they are. You can help that person grow. If that person chooses to change on their own, that is great. But you should never force somebody to change themselves for you. You should always allow the change to happen gradually, because that person wants to change. And you should love that person for who they are. He'll drop everything to be with you. Again, if he's really into you, he could have make plans with the boys to go watch football. But then when you call, he might drop all his plans because he wants to spend time with you. He's not perfect. No man is perfect. And I think it took me years to realize that no man is perfect. Nobody's perfect in general. We all are human and make mistakes, and we are flawed. But it's about finding somebody who may not be the perfect person in the world, but that's good for you and that fits. He'll want to strengthen your connection. A connection is everything. It is what builds the foundation to a relationship. And if you can strengthen that and make that strong, that's great. He's willing to talk through conflict. Again, brings me back to the other day when me and him had that moment and I got upset that he wanted to talk about it. He immediately texted me after I hung the phone up because, you know, we just ended the call because I was upset. But he wanted to talk about it. He sent me a long text telling me he wanted to talk about it, telling me he was sorry, he wanted to fix things. And he even called me a minute after the text to tell me that he wanted to talk about it. He wanted to make things right. You bring out the best in each other. That's the best relationship that you can have. And I don't think in any of my relationships that person brought out the best in me. And I didn't bring out the best in them. I don't think I did. I just didn't. Because I wasn't healed. And they clearly had issues. So we didn't bring out the best in each other. And that's why it didn't work. You don't need each other. That's a big one, you guys. I always say this to say, when you are dating somebody, never put a need on it. You may want that person, but you don't need that person. Remember that. Always remember that dating somebody, you can have fun, but never feel like you need a person to be complete. I say this to say because guys, so I don't know if you heard any of the last of my episode, because actually it got cut off because I kept talking. This is a long podcast episode, so I've never done one like 50 or 60 minutes or like cut it short. So I don't know if you guys heard the last few things I said, but I'm going to say it again just in case you didn't hear it. So I talked about he's not perfect. He will strengthen your connection. He's willing to talk through conflicts. You bring out the best in each other. And the last one was you don't need each other. And I went on to say that you really don't need someone to make you happy. Date a man This is to all my women listening to me. Date a man when you are when you're healed. Date a man when you get to a place in your life where you necessarily don't need someone to complete you. It's kind of like you can want a man, but you don't need a man. You see what I'm saying? So that's what you guys should do. Anyway, I gotta go, guys. Peace and love. I gotta eat some dinner and I gotta relax. But I will definitely keep you guys updated on my new situation. I won't talk about it that often, but I will every now and then tell you guys more about this beautiful man that I've met. And I'm gonna leave it there. Peace and love.